Hey guys, good morning. It is Megs from Lifestride Fitness. And yesterday I almost quit. I almost gave up on the 75 hard challenge because yesterday was the toughest day. And if you haven't heard that podcast, you can go back and listen to it. But yesterday was the roughest day for me so far in this challenge. But today is a new day. I feel great. And I kind of want to tell you why I think that is. So I know I talked yesterday about increasing my calories, and I did just that. So I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but I also want to talk just about some motivation things. You're not always going to feel motivated. You're not always going to feel like getting up and doing the work or doing what it takes to get the results that you want. You're not going to feel that way. There are lots of times when you are going to feel overwhelmed, down, aggravated, stressed, or tired, fatigued, and you're going to want to give up. The thing I want you to understand is that if you give up, at some point, you're going to start over again. I can't tell you how many times that I went on a crash diet or some type of eating healthy kick and got so overwhelmed, frustrated, fatigued, quit, only to a month, 2 months later decide, I really can't quit. I have got to get this together. So what I'm trying to say is don't give up. Yesterday, like I said, was tough. I did not snap out of being tired and in a fog until 2 p.m. yesterday. That was coffee, food, my pre-workout, my workout. I was exhausted. I mean, just run down. There are going to be days like that. But don't give up. Just because you have an off day, even if you get everything in, you still are on track to complete the 75 hard. I didn't give up. I stayed true to the course. I did increase my calories because I needed to for fuel efficiency to be able to lift the amount of weight that I'm lifting and work out for at a minimum of 90 minutes a day. I needed to increase my calories. I was in too far of a deficit to be able to have the fuel to work my muscles the way that I was working them. So I had to do a calorie increase. I evaluated my physique. I evaluated how I'm feeling. I evaluated how much I'm working out, my movement. I evaluated all of that and determined it was time to up the ante and up my calories. So last night, the last thing I did before going to bed, and this debunks a myth that so many people perceive to be true. And the myth is you can't eat past, 6 o'clock, or you can't eat for a certain time before you go to bed. Like your body doesn't use that fuel, blah, 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 blah. All of this basically trash. And I want to tell you why I believe that. And I've done this several times and it works every single time I've done it. And when I don't do it, especially during this challenge, my next day I suffer through my workout. So right before I went to the bed, and I mean, this was probably 8:30 at night, and I go to bed 9:30. 8:30 at night, I made 1.5 turkey sandwiches, and I ate those sandwiches and felt so good. Now, I had been having oatmeal right before bed, but I don't think there's been enough protein in that oatmeal and in what I was eating at night to fuel my workout the next morning and give me the energy to get through my workout the next morning. So I think it's the protein and the carb at night that really help fuel my workout for the next morning. This morning I woke up, man, I was refreshed. I felt great. I was like, let's do this. And I really didn't like what I was training today. It's not one of my favorite days. it used to be, which is just so odd. I used to love training biceps and triceps. Loved them. That was my favorite day or my favorite split day of the week to do. And this was years ago. That's not during this challenge. But I have realized that it is no longer my favorite muscle group to train or muscle groups to train. And so I wasn't necessarily looking forward to this lift today, but man, this lift felt good. I felt strong. I felt sturdy. I felt awake and aware. And so again, I think that the fact that I ate right before bed, I had protein and carbohydrates, especially because I'm lifting so heavy so early in the morning, that really helped fuel my workout. So again, it's about overall calorie consumption. It's not meal timing when you eat it. Although I do think that the meal timing in this helped me. But I mean, just don't believe all the hype. Test things for yourself. See how things work out for you. This is about my journey and how I'm going through the journey. I ate that last night and felt fantastic this morning, ready to take on the day, ready to take on that workout. And man, I dominated that workout. I felt great. One thing I did notice during this workout is during one of the exercises, I actually had to drop the weight that I was using. And it's less weight than I used last week and the week before. But here's something that normally I would feel weak doing that. Like I would feel like I was losing my strength. But something I looked in my journal, my weightlifting journal, and saw that I actually increased my weight on the two previous exercises before I had even gotten to that set. So because of that, I had already exhausted my muscles to the point where I needed to drop the weight down. And it was a smart decision and a smart move. I'm not losing strength. I just needed to reevaluate what I was doing in that moment for that set. So again, it's all about trial and error, and it's all about doing things in a smart and efficient manner. And this is just what I am learning. And I am super excited for the next week, because next week, today is the last lifting day of my week. I have some training videos that I'm going to film tomorrow, and I'm going to use that as my workout time for lifting. Even though I don't like to lift on the weekends, I like to give myself a rest. I'm going to film some workout videos for my team members. And so I want to be able to do that and have that time to be able to do that. But then I'm going to take the rest of the weekend and do like cardio sessions and walks and bikes and things like that. But next week is the last week on this certain split that I'm on for Gaspari Nutrition. And in that split, I'm going to work to increase the weight. Now, normally I won't increase weight like that, but I think it's time, and I'm going to do it in a smart manner. If I do it and one set just feels too heavy, I'm going to drop. Because I want to be able to complete four sets. And so if the first set is really heavy and I have a really hard time getting through all of the reps, then I'm going to drop it just a little bit so that I can complete the rest of the sets without having to drop more weight. Either that, or I'm going to do it as best I can and then drop the weight as I go. I haven't decided yet. It's usually one of those things I figure out in the moment, how I'm feeling, what I'm doing, but I'm excited for next week to try to kind of up the ante and kind of work my muscles a little bit harder. Not to say that it has not been difficult so far. I have been pushing my body, but next week I'm going to give a little bit more of a push because it's the last week of this split, and I'm super excited to start the next set as well. Again, the split that I'm using is from Gaspari Nutrition. Even for the whole entire thing, it's all from Gaspari Nutrition and their 7-day workout split. So I'm super excited about that. It is linked below in the show notes. So if you're listening to this and want to go back, you can see all of the things that I'm doing, all of the things that I'm reading, everything is listed in the show notes. So I hope that you guys have a fantastic Friday. I am feeling fantastic, and I hope you are too. We will see you in the next one. Bye, guys.